And we are back. This is Luca Mino, and this is Luca's World. I don't have a very good connection, I don't think, but we'll see how it goes. This is Luca's World for January 14th, 2023. Saying a big hello to everybody. What's the first thing I'd like to say? Well, the first thing I would like to say is a message to everybody. To everybody listening. Let's just say you are all appreciated for what you do, for what you say, for your actions. Every single person listening right now should be told that they are appreciated for who they are. And the reason why I'm saying it, as I always say to either a salesman or whoever at the store, I always tell them you're appreciated because most people can't tell you because they don't know how to even appreciate themselves, let alone the people that they're married to or their kids or whoever. So this is a way to change the world one person at a time, right? Tell them they're appreciated. They turn around and go, what? And then for 5 years, they'll be saying, you know that weirdo that came in that day? And that's how it starts. And to get to be a good person, you know, challenge yourself. Talk to yourself. Get to know yourself. Shake hands with yourself and say, hey, how's it been? You know, how you doing? It's been a long time. Right? And we're working on making better versions of ourselves every day. I think that's what the purpose is. So, lesson for today. That was lesson one, because you're appreciated. Lesson two is practice the pause. Oh, how people hate to hear that. Practice the pause. Yeah. Think about it. Pause before judging. Pause before assuming. Especially since assumption is the mother of all screw-ups, as most of us know. I know that well. Pause before accusing. Pause before you're about to react harshly and you'll avoid saying and doing the things that you're going to regret later. That's from Laurie Deschene. And I don't know if I set myself up for this or not, but the reason why, no, I didn't. The reason why I said to practice the pause, you know why? I'll give you a good example. You look at what's happening. You know, it's like somebody was teaching me a lesson. I can't explain it better than that. Okay, so we're watching, you know, the football game, and all of a sudden you see number three go down, right? Okay, and how many people do you know that just jumped up and said, oh, vaccines, oh, vaccines, oh, vaccines, right away? Well, if you listen to Creator kind of teaches you things gently. And then, you know, God will just kind of give you the choice to do what you want, you know, but this is where it's at. You know what happened the next night? Don't I see a movie called Concussion? And this is about, most people have probably seen it already. It's about a Nigerian doctor who gets ridiculed, who gets martyred, and who gets bastardized or whatever you want to call it, just because he notices that football players are getting massive head injuries and that there's no protection for humans. So that led me, okay, wow, that's cool. You know, and I could see that because I was the first one to get upset when people were saying, oh, you know, there goes another one. Oh, vaccine. I'm like, you don't know that, you know, and that's what I mean about practicing the pause. You don't know, you know, don't judge right away. Don't jump right away. Don't assume right away. Don't accuse right away. You know, besides saying that you have one mouth and two ears for a very good reason, you should be talking less than you listen or that you hear. You know, they also say that once you throw words out, the Native Americans, right? They also say that when you throw your words out, you can't take them back. That's it. They're gone. Once they're out there, they're gone and you've had it. So it's something to really consider because the people that sat down and that really, really did their work and that researched, you know, I mean, it took me over 20 years to sit here and be halfway relaxed and prepared when I talked about Hitler or Hitler's Germany or that era, thanking God above that there's no law yet for us not to be talking about it, because we know what happens in other countries, right? There's a reason for that, and there's also a reason why that hasn't come here yet. But speaking of the way things should be run, and on Stephen Douglas Whitener's show just before mine, they were talking about slavery and the Constitution, and I just kind of went, wow, because according to my research, the people that were here 10,000 years were sought after. They, Ben Franklin went to see them, the Iroquois in upper New York State today. And they taught him about how they do things, how a law has to go through two houses before, before it becomes law. What does that sound like, right? These are all things that the Native Americans taught us, believe it or not. The first Constitution was the Constitution that was, written up. The whole idea, America is an idea, right? And a matriarchal system invented a very, very good system that worked over 10,000 years, like I was saying. And the right women are in charge. I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton, but the right women are in charge. Grandmothers, it was called the Council of Grandmothers. They're the ones that decided once the men and the warriors came up with, laws that should be done or should be changed. The Council of Grandmothers would look at that and would think about it and would decide. Same thing as the leader. The Council of Grandmothers would put the leader in charge, and after three warnings, they were out and they could never serve again. It was always for the people. That's what matriarchy is. So you can pretty well see patriarchy in action today, because that's all it is. Didn't take them long to corrupt that idea, right? Well, have a listen to this. We are determined as leaders of the nation to fulfill as a national government the task that has been given to us, swearing fidelity only to God, our conscience, and our folk. V-O-L-K, like Volkswagen, car for the people. The national government will take Christianity as the basis of our collective morality, and the family as the nucleus of our folk and state under its firm protection. Adolf Hitler, 1933. That's why they had to get rid of him, but that's not what this show is going to be about. This is just to explain to you what tyranny is. And the seven countries in 5 years also had really good leaders that the people loved, like Assad, like Gaddafi. It's always the same thing. You can't be a good person or bleep, you disappear. We have a caller from Mayor in Wisconsin. I believe that's the name I'm seeing, M-E-R. You're on Lucas World. How are you?
Thank you, Luca. I'm good. How are you doing?
I can get over my nervousness in the first 5 minutes, I think, but I'm doing okay. It's something, yeah, I've always wanted to do in my life, but it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah. I just wanted to capitalize a little bit on what Mike was telling you about Benjamin so-called Franklin. That wasn't his real name. It means free, and he took it apparently from Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales about the Franklin, and he really didn't want to be doing kind of what he was doing. He was kind of a triple agent, between France and Britain and here, and of course he had the Hellfire Club, right, and they found baby's bones under the house, but his code name was Ben Moses. He was supposed to shepherd these colonies, kind of, all right, but as Mike, if he had longer to talk there about it, he was the Jeffrey Epstein of his day.
Yeah.
You'll find signs all over Ben Franklin slept here, right?
Yeah, and he was a Freemason too, was he not?
Oh, yeah, he was all kind of things, but I'm just saying whether or not he met with the Indians and decided to take, because I always thought that was so great too, that they met with them and they took, from the Six Nations, they took good parts, but they left good parts out. For instance, the matriarchal aspect, right?
But you know what? This is really cool that you're saying this, because, if I was an egotistical person and this was my show and this is me talking and I know what I'm talking, I would get upset and defensive. But rather that, I'm applauding what you're saying. You know why? Because that proves the point even more, that matriarchy took over. It wasn't even, it wasn't even, what's the word? It wasn't even a thoughtful thing. It wasn't the intent to go there. The intent was not to go there and to learn from them. The intent was just to go, yeah, we'll take that and we'll prostitute that too, and that won't work either. See, that's driving my point home even more.
Yeah, I don't know if you got to hear me because I talked to them right after you, so you may not have heard, but it wasn't exclusively matriarchal, just like Mike said, firsthand knowledge with two different tribes, you know, the Navajo and the other one there, and how it was the women that got to vote on it. But the clan mother law is what people seem to think is matriarchal, but it's actually all-inclusive. And the reason they had both is because, and you, like you probably heard me say, is the women raised the children, and they could see which ones would be the best for different places on the council.
Yep.
And they didn't have currency. That. It wasn't about money at all, which is hard for us to fathom.
You know, and everybody knew their place. It's a completely different set of life laws. You know what I mean? Like today, it's completely different. You can't take life today and go, well, you know, this is different. You know, of course it's different. I think we're working through the karma of doing what the first people have done. The first people that did all the genocide and you know, the murders and all the bloodshed and the plains. I think we're going to be going through the karma first. And
well, it could be that. Yeah, the Bible says, right, that they'll be affected under the, second and third generation, right?
Well, you know, even if you look at what government is today, it's polar opposite of what it should be. And that's enough to tell anybody. Let me just read something to you. I was just going to talk about this, too. And this is found on tlbtalk.com, where I reside. I have almost 5,000 pictures on my page. This is a quote. The tyranny Americans and citizens of the once free world Western nations now face has a twisted new look on the same old bad-tasting fruit. The fruit is an elitist control of the considered non-elite people. For the elite to control non-elite, it's all about control. It's completely polar opposite. All forms of individual thinking must be eliminated. Beliefs must conform to the elite paradigms. Actions must conform to the elitist will and societal culture, and that's going to be determined by the state-controlling oligarchical elites, right? I can hardly say it. It's so disgusting. This is where they're going. You know, you'll hear Yuval Noah Harari say that. Oh, well, the rest of the people, we don't need them. They'll probably be playing video games. And frankly, we don't need 90% of the people. You know, it's retarded. They are
frankly, we don't need
rock.
Them. Frankly, you know, we don't need them, right? I mean,
no,
government,
God will take care of them.
All government is evil. God works through everything and everyone, yes. And we're getting we're reaping what we've sown, getting what we deserve because we've turned away from God and we make everything else God. And, you know, they're trying to make government God and the Constitution like the Bible. And neither of those are accurate. And, you know, at the same time all this was going on, I was bringing out the other day somewhere about how Charles Darwin, he was born 7 years after his grandfather Erasmus died, and the material he had is what Darwin was building this on, but he was funded by the Rothschilds to try to get rid of God, replace God with evolution, mm-hmm. you know, in the Bible. So, you know, so we can't really, you know, all these time periods, they keep extending them this way and that way, but if you believe the Bible is inerrant, you see how the flood, I mean, they were in that ark for a year, you know, and everything turned upside down. And out here, there's, you know, a lot of the topography, the ice didn't even come crushing through at all, okay? So you can see the layers right next to each other. And if there was all this erosion over so many millions and billions of years of everything, they wouldn't be right next to each other, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, that's one version of Christianity, could be one version of it. There are 500 different tribes, and they never really agreed, all of them, all the time. So you can imagine you have 500 different versions of the creation story. See, so when someone says God, I think of conscience. Because when somebody says God, I think of inside me. because I believe that we are. I think we could be what God looks like if we really wanted to. We could, you know, really do the work to be perfect, near perfect human beings.
Well, Luca,
I didn't say perfect, greater, you know, and that's what I want to work on. That's why I'm greater, so blown away.
Yeah, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Yeah, you know, what's the sense of owning everything if you sell your soul at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm paraphrasing. You know,
right.
What does it gain a man to gain the whole world but to lose his soul? That's what one army colonel was saying to his superior when
he was
being told to
Bible.
Just find Geronimo, just do what you have to do, you know?
He was quoting the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know
do you know
and
your
anarchy.
Scriptures, sir? That's what he said.
You know, they take words and twist the meanings, right? I mean, like this denier thing, that was never even a word. Denier was thickness of thread in cloth, right? And that was the only definition. And since then, of course, with the etymology on the web, right, they put in denier and they moved it up until now it's the first meaning. And Ralph Winterode, that was on RBN, he gets so frustrated with the legal terminology. He said, cat means dog, you know, where they just change everything. So with anarchy.
That's what they're doing. That's
right,
what they're doing.
Right, with anarchy, and okay, they try to make it as if it's something evil. And actually, it just means no rulers, not no rules. And that's what we had to begin with, and that's what these tribes have. You have to have it within you.
And that quote that I just read about Adolf Hitler, what he said and how he was going, I'm going to rephrase that again. I'm going to say it again. Swearing fidelity only to God, to our conscience, and to our folk. That's all that mattered. And that's how it should be. That's why he was crucified. Hello. You know, not too hard to figure out by somebody named Churchill, who was used to be doing genocide since 1897. Why aren't people talking about that? It's absurd. It's you know, because the narrative of Hitler works so much, and 6 million this, and oh, okay. You trace back the number 6 million to 1869 in the New York Times because it sounded good, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm getting to the point where I can go on the air and talk about things and offer things, because this is not a show where I believe I know everything. And listen to me, this is, I've always said that about my show. It's about me sharing something with you that I find important enough because it resonates with me. That's it.
Right. Well, we have to know that there are people that own the money, so then they own the media. In fact, Harold Wallace Rosenthal in 76 said that first by owning the money, then they can have international conquest through propaganda. And you have to realize everything's propaganda. They pop up with this 8 billion number of people and everybody just swallows it. How do we know there's 8 billion? I don't think so. I think they're reducing the population pretty heartily, you know. And here's another thing that Hitler said that's very interesting. I found it extremely difficult myself to be a match for the dialectical perfidy, that's lying, of that race. How futile it was to try to win over such people with argument, seeing that their very mouths distorted the truth, disowning the very words they had just uttered and adopting them again a few minutes later to serve their own ends in the argument.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know
so
what Lord
well
George
said
about him? I'm sorry, were you done?
Well, I was just going to say it's so well said. And there's just a recent example here. We have a caller into National Intel with Willem, Red Pillum, and then they discussed it again on Jeremy's show. And he was doing that exact thing. This Jewish man, Jack in Montana, you know,
We have music coming in my ears.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'll get off of here. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And it's good to hear you calling. This is Luca's World. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, this is what happened last week. I was on mute and I didn't know it. And I started talking, and you know how great the producer is to let me keep talking over this. And I kept talking and talking, and he kept playing the music. So I was going like, would you please shut the music off? The whole time I was muted. And we learn every day. We learn how to be humble. And I was fuming. I was so upset because, you know, I couldn't be. I look up and, oh, I'm muted. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Well, that was just a little tip, a little wink, wink to our producer. This is Luca Mino. This is Luca's World coming right back at you. We have two callers on the line. Lauren from Ohio, you're always welcome. How can we help you today?
Yeah, Luca, I'm loving this conversation. If you want a name for God, how about truth? How about truth just is? How about he's the God that says, I am that I am?
Yeah, he's, I like conscience, says, though.
Yeah, but my point is conscience does not describe gravity. Gravity is the truth. It doesn't describe the sun rising every day. That's the truth. What we are, that's the truth. And so what I'm saying is we can all come to the truth. That's the way. I am the way, the life, and the truth. You can't live evil. So live is to do things the way he said, in truth. It's like you were just describing, the last caller was just describing the people that lie from the beginning. Everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie. Well, that's the whole point. That's not, you know, truth just is. Light is something. Darkness is an absence of light. It's a lie. Yeah. It's whatever somebody says. So
I think my show is really, I'm seeing more and more reason for my show. For me, anyway, the more I do it, because I realize this is the stuff we're supposed to be talking about. This is, you know, spirituality.
It's where the power is.
Native American philosophy, what the world is coming to pretty soon, whether you like it or not, be ready for it. Well, what are you talking about? Well, you know, we'll have to work on ourselves. That's all I keep hearing. I got a third caller coming in.
Well, you know what's funny? It's not just it's not just the Native American. It's upright behavior versus destructive, satanic behavior. So yes. The Native Americans, I'm from four Native American tribes. I'm from German. I'm from French. I'm from, you know, we're just all people. So it's about whether we, the people, are doing that which is right. When you describe the women running and having, you know, look, three strikes, either do what's constructive or you get out. That's called common sense. And women are always about preserving life that for their children. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. We can't help ourselves. Men are to defend and to war and to go out and get the food and, you know, to make sure that there's adequate, you know, resources for the woman who's taking care of their children. Well, we've taken that all apart by living our way instead of God's way. We send our children off to school. You know, it used to be the moms would raise the children and then the children took care of mom and dad when they were old. Well, now it's the moms put the kids in school. Then the kids put the moms and dads in nursing homes.
But that's
then
all.
Then everybody moves away.
That's all by design, though, Lauren. That's all by design.
But the point we have the power to change it.
Thank you so much for calling, because we have two callers, and I have to let everybody a chance, though. But thank you so much for calling today. You're always welcome, and we'd love to have you. Paul from New Jersey, you're on Luca's World. How are you doing?
Hello, Luca. Luca, I'm calling about, I really got to take some umbrage with Murr. And I think one of the mistakes she makes is that she's always eager to call everybody back in history who's long dead, either a Jew or with no citing of sources, or she's jumping to conclusions that the motives of a Benjamin Franklin or a Charles Darwin are evil. Or they're Satanists or something. And really, and you know, it's a hard thing. Like, they're long dead. And if you really follow their work, let's say it's Ben Franklin, you know, supposedly in the Hellfire Club, which just seems like a debauchery club of drunks and womenizers. But, you know, they say, oh, well, there's a dead baby found in, you know, like buried. In the old days, if it's the wintertime and the baby dies, you bury it close to the house. That's why the dead baby is found there. And back in those days, infant mortality was very, very high. So babies were dying very frequently back then. You know, it's kind of like the dead Indians up at that up in Canada at that Catholic school, remember?
Yeah, but that's a completely different motive, but I hear you.
Yeah. So they besmirch all these people saying he's a Satanist. To me, I just generally say, yeah, he might have been a Mason, but nonetheless, they've created a pretty darn good country. The Mason George Washington, the Mason Ben Franklin, all of the guys claiming to be.
But what? See, where I want to stay is where this country comes from, and what the original intent of the people living here 10,000 years, you know, what it was like for them and how they transferred it to us. The rest is corruption. It's prostitution. They screwed it up entirely. That's God giving us the chance to go, hey, look, this is how the original people lived. There's the model. You know,
and
look what we did with it.
Now, are you praising the American Indians?
I'm praising the philosophy. I'm praising a system and a philosophy that worked for 10,000 years because matriarchal power controlled everything. Everybody knew who they were, what they were worth. You know, there weren't any locks on the doors. There wasn't any laws. There weren't any prisons. You know, this existential stuff, it only comes from everybody screwing all, you know, life up for us all. This is the patriarchal model that we're living. Yes, indeed.
Right. But my point is, I just don't get why people are really praising so much the American Indians, when in our founding documents, particularly the Declaration of Independence, they call them savages and practice cruel methods of warfare. It says, and so really, some Indian tribes more peaceful than others, but a lot of them were basically savage barbarians, right? Who would perform?
Absolutely, yep. The matriarchal tribes though lived in communion. Get the word with Mother Earth. It's a completely different way of living, and I know it's true because I'm living that life now. I made the choice to, you know, hold a flower and not pick it, you know, or to not judge, like I was talking about earlier. We have a Commercial coming up. If you'd like to stay on, we'd love to have you. This is Lucas World. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We're back on Lucas World, and that's exactly what we're doing. Roger Landry joins me for this half hour. It's exactly what we're doing. We're tearing the walls down. And Roger, it's good to have you back.
Oh, it's always good to be with you, Luca.
And now we still have Paul from New Jersey on, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add, sir, to the conversation?
I just want to point out that about 5 years ago, I heard people, they were bad-mouthing Charles Darwin. So what I did is I took the time and I read four of his books, right? And then I read a very lengthy autobiography concerning Darwin. And I wish people would not bad-mouth him as some kind of Satanist or anything. He was an advocate of Christianity. He thought it was a good thing to Christianize natives in the third world and indigenous people. And he was a very decent man, a married man, had 10 children, lived a good life. He wrote prolifically. And I really don't like people besmirching them. You know, he went into the evolutionary theory not because he wanted to tear down religion. It's because he was looking for an explanation of how life came about on Earth. And I think it's the best explanation. I notice a lot of the Christian talk show hosts even defer to evolutionary psychology and basically giving in and basically realizing it's the best explanation for life on Earth. And I think So I really, just coming to defend some of these people instead of a modernist and using their presentism, bad-mouthing these great men, both Ben Franklin and Charles Darwin. And on that note.
And what was my point? No, just hang on for a second. Don't leave us yet. What was I starting about? I'm not going to ask you because I'm not going to put you on the spot. But I started the show by saying practice the pause. Okay, you know, besides the fact that people just, you know, thinking is too difficult, that's why everybody judges, right? But that's one of the things you shouldn't do. If you judge, my grandmother always used to say, when you point, there are three more pointed right at you, right? So just the mere fact that people are judging and talking bad about, I just discard it. But that's a good point. Roger, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think your caller made a very good point.
Good. Well, thank you for your call, Paul.
Yep.
Thanks so much. Melissa, sorry to keep you waiting in Maryland for so long. You're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Okay, well, and I have the added benefit of having Roger on here when I ask you this. You don't have to have an answer for me this week. If you want to look into this and get back to us next week, you can. Marriage and marriage ages. Do you happen to have a reasonable explanation why most couples don't wait until they're 35 to get married, and some of them, get married when they're 25 and younger than that? Do you have a reasonable explanation for that? Because that just boggles me why all of these young couples can't hold their horses and they get married before they're 30. And if that's offensive to you, I apologize.
Can I jump in here, Luca?
Roger, please do.
It's not offensive. As a matter of fact, that's probably one of the best questions I've heard you ask, and I've heard you ask a lot, my friend. Look, what we're talking about is something that is ingrained. What do I mean by ingrained? It's something that has been practiced for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Okay, what was the life expectancy of a human being even 100 years ago or 200 years ago? It was a lot less than what it was today. If you lived to be 80 years old 100 years or 200 years ago, my God, you were old. If you lived to be 80 years old today, everybody goes, okay, he's easily going to live to be 90, 95. This goes through the entire history of humanity. What we're looking at today is what's ingrained in us. Okay, an adult was a 20-year-old 100 years ago with all of the responsibilities and all of the authorities that a 30-year-old would have today. So marriage, families, and everything else falls in line with this. Now, you may find that 500 years from now, if humanity is still here, or 200 years from now, the average age of a married couple may be 30 to 35 years old. But that's a very good question. It really is.
Okay,
I was going to ask
if there was a medical component to it, if it could be that, like, you know, like medically, like as in everybody individually, like, you know, because I know that all of us have different patience levels and different tolerance levels. We're just not all the same. But I just wondered if there was some medical aspect to it, if some literally had more patience than others.
It's everything. Melissa, it's everything. Like Roger was saying, they're attacking us on all fronts, and everybody's different, so everybody's going to react differently. They're destroying our children. They're vaccinating our babies now. They're programming in schools. They're welcoming sex changes for children. They're talking about abortions, and now there's more vaccines coming. This is what they're doing. They're doing polar opposite of what a loving, caring, compassionate person would do. Roger, am I off the wall?
You're not only not off the wall, but if you had 2 hours, you may have been able to do that more justice.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Whew. I do not think that there is a medical reason for how young people get married. I do think that it is historical. I do think that this is something that is pretty much ingrained in us, as in over a long period of time. But you may find that it will be in the next 20, 30, 50 years, there may be a medical portion to this. So again, a very astute observation, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Yes, thank you, Melissa, for calling and for helping the show just expand a little. You know, I mean, Roger, it's good to have you on the show. I mean, they lied to us about tobacco. They lied to us about mercury. They lied to us about opioids. They lied to us about aluminum. Okay, I won't have to say they lied to you about, but here it is. Talcum powder, sweeteners, saturated fats, GMOs, raw milk, cholesterol, fluoride. You know, the list is long, right? Oh, but now they're telling the truth about everything. Okay, I got it.
Well, you know, everything you mentioned is the reason why humanity's life cycle is as short as it is. If none of this, okay, let's go way back. Let's talk about biblical times. Let's talk about the fact that they discuss the human lifetime being in the hundreds of years, not in the tens of years, but in the hundreds of years. There are those who believe that people like Moses could have been as much as 500 to 700 years old. I'm not telling you that that's the truth. I have no way of knowing that. Mm-hmm. But the point here is they lived a totally different lifestyle. They consumed totally different products than what we eat or consume on a daily basis. They don't have aluminum nanoparticles falling from the sky that are sprayed over them every single day. They don't have GMOs that are changing their DNA. They don't have vaccines that are poisoning their brains and causing, I don't know, Alzheimer's disease. They don't have, and I could go on and on. Mm-hmm. I would tell you, and this is just a what I call a wild a guess, that if none of this was affecting our physiology and we had the same technology we have today, the actual life expectancy of humanity would be at least 150 years at a minimum.
Yeah. And, you know, I found something else that they lied about, and this is really important to share. First of all, I just want to throw this in, this caveat. I'm really happy to learn that word, to use the word, because I never used the word caveat before in my show. Okay, so I'm going to use this caveat. The purpose of this show is to educate other people on what's important to me, what resonates with me, the week in my research, right, to keep you up to date on what Luca's world is all about and why. Yes. I just found out something else, Roger, and I'm really, really upset. You can tell me, you can even elaborate on this one probably. Sunglasses are cellular suicide. On a sunny day, especially specific wavelengths of light from the sun filter into the eyes. This feeds the pineal gland and the pituitary glands and lets the brain know it's sunny out. The skin then prepares for direct sunlight and gets ready to make vitamin D. Wearing sunglasses starves the pineal gland and tricks the brain into thinking it's cloudy out, which stops the skin from preparing sun exposure. And this is one of the main reasons why people get skin cancer.
Skin cancer.
Not only because of the sun, but because of the sunglasses. And then the skin that you put on for your sun cream, that exposes you to cancer as well. Okay, so, wow. You know what I mean? That's one you really have to swallow.
Let's talk about the pineal gland. Let's talk about that for a second, okay? Uh-huh. That is supposedly, by a lot of religious people and a lot of deep thinkers, that is supposedly the center of your soul, okay? Mm-hmm. And it is part of what makes you what you and who you are. What most people don't understand is how easily that thing is overpowered. And what am I talking about? I just got done telling you about geoengineering, where they're spraying nano-sized particles by the megaton into our upper atmosphere. Whatever goes up must come down, and eventually you will breathe that in. A lot of this does what? It encrusts the pineal gland. It literally shuts it down. It makes it negates any positive influence it would have on the body or the mind. There are many poisons, but it's mostly the metals that we consume, the mercury, the aluminum. These are the things that literally poison it and make it useless to us. I just got done saying that if we eat better and so on and so forth, the average life expectancy of a human being could be easily 150 years old. I would say it could be 200 years old. Now let's talk about the pineal gland. If you had a healthy one of those, there are other things that a lot of researchers believe may be possible, including nonverbal communication.
Yeah.
This has been taken away from us.
See, intentionally. And that's another two-hour show. So
yeah.
We have 4 hours of material there. Because,
but I don't know what I'm talking about, so.
No, neither do I. I mean, I'm always pushing Rudolf Steiner since 1918. And there's even a doctor that noticed in 1909 that cancer was almost unheard of until the cowpox vaccination. But anyway, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to dumb us down. We know Rockefeller is saying, I don't want a world of thinkers. I want a world of workers, because they don't want us knowing what they're doing. So just recently, and this is 2 days ago, a breakthrough RNA technology behind Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines could be set to revolutionize pest control in agriculture, according to a new Australian research. See, they're always researching and playing, right? And then there's Bill Gates saying, well, you know what, people that don't want to get vaccinated, too bad, because we're going to vaccinate the food supply and make sure to force jab the unvaccinated. So that's what I'm really worried about.
Because, in other words, you no longer have freedom of choice. In other words, your body is not your own to do with as you wish. In other words, every single day what we find out is that the more globalist control we see, the less freedoms and rights we have. And that's not just my ability to go outside of my house and go anywhere I want. It's the ability to decide what goes into my body and what doesn't. Because if the only thing I can put in my body, okay, and I'm sure you're not going to read the package on some food you're going to buy, and it's not going to say contains all the components of the following vaccine. No, it's not going to say that. What it's going to say is what it usually says, and you're going to take it home and you're going to eat it, not realizing that against your wishes, especially if you are somebody who is an anti-vaxxer like Roger is, you have no choice. And this is what Gates is bragging about. We are going to force vaccinate the world with anything we wish because it's going to be in your food supply. Now, hold on. We've got to take that one step further. In the last 2 years, more food processing plants have been destroyed by accident or whatever in the United States than in the last 20 years combined.
You notice, Roger, we're not talking about that. That's all of a sudden that disappeared, right? Nobody talks about that.
I'm talking about it. You're talking about it.
Gone. No, but on the news, I mean. It's so important.
Oh, no.
Every day on the news, all of a sudden, gone. Oh.
But why are they doing that? Why? Well, who's one of the biggest pushers of GMO foods? Boy, that would be Gates. Who's one of the biggest pushers of we need to slim down the population? And if we do a really good job with vaccines and GMOs, we can cut the population by 14 to 20%. What he's actually saying is by 50 to 80%. And how will we do that? By infertility.
You're going to be proud of me.
I'm always proud of you.
You know, no, I mean, it just, when Roger and I get together, it's just like synchronicity, right? Okay. Bill Gates is the largest investor in vaccines, and there's a pandemic.
Yes.
Bill Gates is the largest owner of land in America, and there's a food crisis.
Yes.
Bill Gates is the largest investor in lab-grown baby milk, and there's a baby formula crisis.
Yeah.
Are we getting it? Oh, we have another caller. Oh, before the caller, I have to say this from Jason Kristoff. This is awesome. He says, the top three causes of death from 2020 to 2023. We're watching TV, faith in government, and trusting the science. I love that.
Yes.
One. Okay, we have. Wow, is this Lynn from Maryland? You're on the air. This is Lucas World. How are you doing?
Hi, Luca. Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing that. Actually, there was an article in the Washington Post, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, a study they've done, a new chimera of the virus. It's uh-huh. actually gain of function. It wouldn't yep. lessen it. But in the pre-peer-reviewed information that they posted online, they actually yeah. said it was funded by NIH, and that wasn't true. It's actually a good article. You know, another one of the warnings to the rest of us. But I was going to share because actually in Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, the last chapter, 34, in verse 7, it says, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural force abated." So I figured I'd share that with Roger. So now we know Moses was 120 years old. Thank you very much to both of you.
This is why I said, and that's brilliant, and thank you very much. This is why I said, if none of this was tying us down or nailing us down, the crap we're eating and breathing every day, humanity would live to be, I believe, an average of 150 years old. Thank you very much, caller. I love it when people back you up.
Well, you really. Know what? I'm even going to add to that, Lynn, because I happen to be, a survivor for two cancers, not just one. No chemo, no radiation, no big pharma pills at all. And I'm going to be the biggest pain in the butt anybody's ever seen. So, I'm proving
so you're taking
it.
My title to me. Away, huh?
You are a blessing and a pleasure. I appreciate that gives us you the right... so much. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Caller, what's your name again, please?
I'm Lynn.
Lynn?
Lynn in Maryland.
Lynn from Maryland.
Lynn, I like you.
Oh, cute.
I like you too, Roger. Like thank you.
Oh, cute. Well, I love you, okay? So there.
I love you too. Thank you.
Have a
thank
good one.
You,
thank
Luke.
You for calling.
Bless your heart. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. She's going to be blessed tenfold by saying that. Francis from North Carolina, you're on Lucas World. Good morning.
Morning, kiddo.
Hi,
to you
kiddo.
Two young men, have a fun weekend.
When was the last time somebody said kiddo? Wow.
She called us two young men. I like this lady already.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Francis,
I'm 68. Cool. I'm 68, so yeah.
Well, bless your heart. Anyway, I always feel better when I send out loving, peaceful thoughts than hate and fear and so forth. So with that being said, you're basically talking about, in quick point, about the calcification of the pineal gland, which is,
yes.
of course, the seat of the soul, which can be calcified if people actually bother to research it to enact.
Yes! I like this lady. Yes!
Well, I've known this for about the past 15, 20 years or better of my life.
Yes.
Ever since they had a thing about fluoridation, and quite frankly, quick short thought, when you go to a dental office and they give you something to wash your mouth out with, and you ask what it is, and they said just drink it or whatever, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Shut up.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, just shut up and drink it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I inadvertently found out that it was a fluoride mix. Because when I got in the vehicle, I end up regurgitating to clean my mouth out because I didn't have water to rinse my mouth out. Mm. And so it was horrific, to say the least.
Okay, let me tell you something, caller, because you hit the nail right on the head. Fluoride is fluoride is a neurotoxin. It is one of the most dangerous things you can put into your brain. But what most people don't understand is we have a blood-to-brain barrier that keeps a lot of toxins out of it. Fluoride has a key to the blood-to-brain barrier. Fluoride opens the blood-to-brain barrier. It itself starts to slaughter brain cells while it's letting the aluminum and the mercury into your brain to make it even worse. You hit the nail right on the head. Fluoride is...
That's bad. As far as the contamination of the food and so forth, if they start merging the
mRNA.
Thank you. In with the food supply, then so much for the what's referred to as organic standards of growing vegetables and fruit as far as food stock is concerned, and how would the so-called organic standards address that issue? Because quite frankly, even for people that are of Native American background and understand the comprehend the aspect of the food chain, the web of life, as well as the aspect of I almost lost my train of thought there for a second. You name it. I could go up, go against the wall and bounce off of it like crazy. So
yes, you can.
With that, huh?
You talk like I talk. I love you,
lady. Oh, dear. Anyway, with that being said, I'll let y'all have fun. Have a great weekend. I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona along with the various variants.
There you go.
Play hard. Later.
Yes. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's all about growing your own food. It's all about watching what you eat. It's all about eating less. And just to throw something at them, Roger, this is not very nice to do at this late hour. But think of this. China imports over 80% of our medications. Okay, let me rephrase that. We get more than 80% of our medications from China. So imagine China getting upset with the U.S. and just saying, no more medications. You think we have a problem now? Roger, what do you think of that one? I mean, thinking of that. That's in the back of my mind. I think of that probably every day.
Well, if you stop to consider that since the day of modern pharmaceuticals, more people are dying at a much higher rate of more diseases and maladies than ever before, that can go straight back to these pharmaceutical side effects or the pharmaceuticals themselves. Pharmaceuticals are the biggest detriment to humanity since the beginning of humanity. So let me ask you a question. If all of a sudden they took all the pharmaceuticals away, what do you think would happen to humanity? People would still die. People would still get sick, but nowhere near as many, nor would our infertility be dropping off a cliff, nor would our children no longer have the brains to think past a fifth or a sixth grade level. Mm-hmm. And I could go on and on. Yeah. I would not be sad to see at least 90% of the pharmaceuticals on this planet disappear.
Well, this is all about getting back to nature, okay? And I'm going to be talking about that more in detail next week. But for a closing, and I'm gonna ask you to do a closing remark too. I guess we don't have time anymore. Well, nope. Roger, say a closing remark for both of us.
Well, go to TLB Talk. It's the only place I know where you can actually talk about the things we're talking about here, and nobody's going to kick you to the curb. Luca and I are both a part of that project. Come and join us. Come and join us and help us to build a community.
And thank you so much for listening to Luca's World. Thanks for the callers and for God above. We'll see you next week.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.